This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign for overruling the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump. Stone convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Barr says he acted independently of President Trump, who has vocally rejected the investigation as a hoax. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Attorney General has compromised his department's commitment to impartial justice.
Barr has done Trump's bidding instead of protecting rule of law, which is what an Attorney General is supposed to do.
Nearly 400 Americans have been evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan and flown back to the U.S. The Department of State confirms 14 people among them have tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
And at Grand Marshal President Trump's direction, they did start their engines at the Daytona 500 yesterday, but they were unable to get more than 21 laps in before weather forced them to postpone the bulk of the race till this afternoon. Still, President Trump told Fox Sports just before that race began,
"I think I'm going to really, right now, if I can, I'm going to hop into one of these cars and I'm going to get into this race if possible."
Damaged homes and businesses and closed roads in nearly 20 Mississippi counties as flooding has swept over that area, especially near Jackson. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency. 4 people have been injured in the flooding. The state of New York is dropping a court fight trying to stop the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. State officials saying yesterday they will not appeal a federal court's ruling allowing the $40 billion merger to go forward. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Today is President's Day, a day to honor America's commanders-in-chief, past and present. Congress originally implemented the federal holiday way back in 1879 as Washington's birthday. It was also the first federal holiday to honor an American citizen. Now it's traditionally celebrated on the third Monday of February each year to coincide with Washington's birth, which is February 22nd. Up until 1968, though, it was celebrated on the actual date of his birthday, but President Nixon later called the holiday President's Day as a way to honor past presidents, all of them. And on this Monday holiday, it means banks are closed, as is Wall Street, and there's no mail delivery. And in many parts of the country, schools are closed as well. The state of California formally apologizing for the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. During that war, over 120,000 Japanese Americans were detained at 10 camps in California. This Thursday, the California Assembly is expected to approve a formal apology to all Americans of Japanese descent. And the price of wine is dropping very quickly, expected to fall to its lowest levels in 5 years. It's because of a surplus of California grapes. Experts say the cheaper prices could last for the next 3 years. You can catch us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, certainly not because it's easy, but because it's hard and because it's needed. Because what are we going to turn over to the next generation, right? Well, did you know, we hear a lot about cancer and other debilities, the coronavirus flying around now, and people say, wow, all these leading causes of death, and they put it in that context. But one leading cause of death that is so greatly overlooked, and I want you to pause and think about this for a moment. Abortion is the leading cause of death in America. And I would say probably around the world. I think that's a valid statement. And our next guest can tell us more about it. He's back with us. It's been too long since Sean Carney's been on the show. From day one, the first time he came on, I just knew that I was joined in spirit and at the hip with Sean and his vision, what he's done as the president of 40 Days for Life. Of course, it was depicted in the movie Unplanned with Abby Johnson. But, beyond the movie, Sean and his team, this is their commitment, 24/7, a commitment for life. And Sean, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. So is that a fair statement?
I think the most astounding, it's not ironic, but it's scary. So 56 million people die in the world every year from cancer, from accidents, everything, 56 million. And an additional 56 million are also aborted around the world every single year. And that is, the numbers, I think that the temptation for many people is to let the numbers paralyze you. We've had 61 million in the United States abortions since 1973. And you sit there and go, okay, well, this is here to stay. And much of Europe, shamefully and sadly, has done that. But in the United States, we see this revival of the pro-life movement and the growth of the pro-life movement. It gets larger and younger every year. Mm-hmm. And we're closer to ending it than any other country in the world by far.
And I think the reason being, Sean, is because, as I've said repeatedly on the show, it's something that I've always said to my kids, is that experience defines preference. Since 1973, we have a lot of experience, and it is tormenting the pro-abortionists because it can't be denied. The reality and the consequences of abortion are empirical and they are real, and no matter what kind of statistic you put up there and saying, hey, look at the sisterhood, the sisterhood has to stick together for, you know, for reproductive rights and that, and they say, well, all I can say is that reproductive right is absolutely tormenting me because probably till the day I die, I am still connected with that child that I aborted, that I was told was absolutely useless, was just like a cancer cell or some unwanted piece of flesh that needed to be extracted from my very being. But the fact of the matter is it was never extracted from my conscience.
It's so true. And we have the data now. And we were given abortion by the Supreme Court, 9 men. And we've had to live with it, and now those are the most powerful voices in the pro-life movement, those women who have laid on that table and had an abortion, the men who have paid for an abortion, doctors who have done abortions, these Planned Parenthood workers that are leaving in droves. Mm-hmm. We have the experience of abortion, and it doesn't go away, and it should on paper, you know?
Right.
You look at it, it's $400 or $500. Nobody grows up wanting an abortion. And it goes away in a 15-minute surgery. And yet that is just not the scene. There is no relief in the parking lots of a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. And that's very much the beginning. And thank God, you know, for the pro-life movement, because we're there before, obviously, the abortion, but also during and after the abortion, whether the women go through with it or not. We have many resources that are free to them. And I think that that's one of the things we're seeing at the grassroots level is now we have, you know, 5 pregnancy resource centers for every 1 abortion facility. And so it's not just talk. It is really, we as a nation have backed up our commitment to life.
And Sean, 40 Days for Life has led the way in so many ways here because, you know, we didn't want to talk about adoption. We didn't want to talk about other alternatives. It was just like, just make it go away. But, you know, thank God, you know, women and families are making decisions and choosing life. But I believe instrumental in all this has been the prayers of your team and others around the country and around the world who have joined up with the Spirit of God, because God is the God of life. And, you know, I think back in that, in the Bible, when Cain kills Abel, and God tells Cain, he says that your brother's blood is crying out, you know, mm-hmm. from the ground. And imagine, you know, 61 million babies' blood screaming into the heavens, you know, what that sound must be like in the heavenlies, and God the Father hearing this, that he sees that his creation is destroying what he has woven in the womb of these mothers. It's unconscionable. It's mind-blowing to pause for a moment and consider what that sound must be like in heaven.
It's a great point. And how many babies that is, you know, 61 million. We really can't relate to that number in the end.
Right.
You know, we can relate to the 40 or 50 abortions that happen in our neighborhood every week, but 61 million is overwhelming, and it should be humbling before God. And, you know, thank God we live in a country where men and women have died so that we have the right to have things like 40 Days for Life, and we can go out there and we can peacefully assemble and use our freedom of speech. You know, the ACLU said that 40 Days for Life was the greatest threat to choice because it was local and organized. And I think that we're indebted to our military servicemen and women who have died and served our country so that we can use our rights. And because of what you just said, Bill, shame on us if we don't. You know, the shame on us if we don't stand up for these babies. We won't be arrested. We won't be thrown in prison. We won't be, suffer a martyrdom. We will, we get to do this. We get to do this in the United States, and it sets a great example for other countries. And 40 Days for Life, you know, we'll have our largest spring campaign ever on February the 26th, 501 cities in 33 countries.
Wow.
And, these cities look, these other countries look to the United States.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live. You are my every
Yes, he is the one that we have our life, our very breath, our very being. And God is standing by to hear us and to hear our prayers. And if there's anything that you would take away from this conversation with Sean and I hope it would be that you realize that prayer still works, that God is eager and standing by to hear the cries of his creation. Right, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're called to pray. You know, you mentioned the first murder, Cain and Abel, earlier, and that's the response. Am I my brother's keeper? And that is our challenge that we have to be. You know, we are not isolationists. We're not in this life alone. We're part of a family. And we also didn't make ourselves. We have a creator. And that gives us dignity. And I think that, you know, we in the United States have once again taken an entire segment of our population and dehumanized them. And this group, because of their size and their location, does not get the rights that the rest of us do. And there's nothing more elitist in the world than abortion. And we're also, at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing so much good in the pro-life movement. And 40 days, we've always put our emphasis on prayer, fasting, and peaceful vigil, showing up at the places where the abortions take place. And praise God, you know, we're going to pass the 17,000th baby that we've helped save this spring. Those are the ones that we know about. We've helped 196 abortion workers who've had a change of heart. You know, Abby Johnson, she was the 26th worker out of 196 when she walked into my office in 2009. Mm. And we've also seen 104 abortion facilities close, including the place where 40 Days for Life started, the place that Abby Johnson managed, and that's now the headquarters of 40 Days for Life in College Station, Texas. So we're seeing a lot of momentum at the grassroots, but I think it's that deep challenge to all of us of, am I my brother's keeper?
Exactly. And I thought that that was a question that was put out there that really had an obvious answer. And maybe that's why God didn't say, well, of course it is, you knucklehead.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, you know,
it should be obvious.
Yeah, right. But for some reason, you know, that seems to be missing. And of course, we're reminded later on when, Jesus is asked, you know, what is the most important commandment that you can have? And he simplifies it to a culture that was used to thousands commandments. You know, I mean, they had taken the 10 and made it into 10 million. There were so many things that had to be done. I think it actually, you know, by actual number, the Jewish culture says something like 630 some, you know, commandments that the 10 had risen to. But it might as well have been 10 million because they were, sifting gnats, as Jesus said. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, yes, we are our brother's keeper. And though God did not answer it right then, he did say something else, said that that I think it equally rings through the millennium, and that is, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right is not human right. It really speaks of God's holiness and righteousness. If we're doing that which is righteous and holy, it will go well for us. I mean, when you look at the consequences of a abortion, birth control by convenience and the abortion industry, what it's done. I mean, Sean, we have teen suicide right now through the roof. Marriages are in devastation right now. Families are being torn apart. And you cannot think that this is not part and parcel of this culture of death that that the 21st century America has embraced.
You're absolutely right, and I think the attack is clear because of what you said. It is an attack from the devil, and he goes after the family.
Yeah.
Jesus himself came to us through a family, a holy family. He was an unborn child, and that is where the attack is centered. The family is it's the domestic church. It is the foundation of any free country that's been successful, and that's where he's attacking, and I think You know, I heard Alan Keyes say years ago, before anybody was talking about gay marriage, he said, if we can snuff out the fruit of marriage, then we can redefine and destroy the institution that produces that fruit. Right. And that's exactly what we've done. It's the first country in the history of the world to do it and to redefine marriage. And so
how arrogant, Sean, that we would take something that God himself has instituted and say we know better.
But that's what Justice Alito said in his dissent. He said, who do we think we are?
Yes.
Exactly what he said. Who do we think that we are that we can mess with marriage and then create an atmosphere where Americans have to whisper in the halls of their own home their beliefs on marriage? The great line from his dissent.
Yes.
And I think that we need to take that to heart. We need to take that to heart because at the same time, we can throw our hands up in the air and get mad at the Supreme Court. We can get mad at Hollywood. We can get mad at whoever we want. It doesn't do any good. We need to go to work every single day in our homes, loving our wives, our husbands, our kids, our elderly parents, you know, dealing with all of the many crosses we're all given in this life, small and large alike. And that is what is ultimately rebuilding the culture. That's why I wrote to the heart of the matter, because we didn't get here overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight.
Exactly.
But we are getting out of it.
Well, and this book helps, you know, congeal and give you a bit of a system, you know, a systematic approach, is because as you say, you know, people say, well, what can I do? I want to participate, but I just don't have the time, what can I do? And this book gives them an answer, right?
It does. It does. It's really written for two groups of people. One group says, I don't do enough to end abortion, but I want to do more. And they're often right. they don't do enough. They're being honest. Right. And then there's another group that says, oh, I just don't do enough. And it's unbelievable what they're doing in their daily lives, and they don't realize it. And so I'm writing to those two groups of people. We all at times fit into both of those categories. And it is. It's short. 400, 500 word chapters with a scripture and a specific doable daily intention. There's no crazy resolutions. Nobody needs to quit their job to read this book. And it's very practical. And I think also my hope and prayer is that it helps people in the busyness of their lives carve out time, more time for our Lord and create these little, you know, rooms in our day. Where
exactly.
We can be reminded that Christ is with us in everything that we do, no matter how small it may feel at the time.
And don't think this is one of those typical, fuddy-duddy, kind of devotionals, okay? I mean, there's a little bit of humor in here. I mean, you got one of Bob Hope's, one of my favorite sayings of Bob Hope, I grew up with six brothers, that's how I learned to dance, waiting for the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the opening quote of the book, yeah.
I love that. What we need to realize.
But
again,
you're right, it's not a wish. Wishy-washy self-help book. That's not what it is. It is a devotional, and the first chapter is sort of kind of whacking all of us over the head and giving us focus. And that's the point, you know, is that we live in these times. We weren't born in another point in history. God put us here for a reason. And because of that, he will give us the strength and the fortitude to do what we need to do to end abortion, heal our culture.
And for those of us who recognize and honor the Lenten season, 40 days, interestingly enough, this might be a good devotional to have with you as we celebrate 40 days of Lent, that we also not only celebrate what it is to sacrifice, but also God's heart of the matter when it comes to life. Sean Carney has been with us. Sean is the co-founder and CEO and president of 40 Days for Life, best-selling author in his latest book, To the Heart of the Matter, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. God bless you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign for overruling the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump. Stone, convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Barr says he acted independently of President Trump, who has vocally rejected the investigation as a hoax. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Attorney General has compromised his department's commitment to impartial justice.
Barr has done Trump's bidding instead of protecting rule of law, which is what an Attorney General is supposed to do.
Nearly 400 Americans have been evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan and flown back to the U.S. The Department of State confirms 14 people among them have tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, working hard to, give you the experts, the policy makers, the world changers that you need to know about, and much more than an 8-second soundbite. I mean, this is the frustration, is in this information age we live in. If your worldview is based on an 8-second soundbite, think about the depth of the knowledge that you're deprived of. But here with Bill Martinez Live, we're able to go into depth with our experts like Lou Euler, the president and founder of the Tax Limitation Committee. And Lou, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
It is great to be with you as usual. And we're making some progress nationally here, but the socialists seem to be taking over the Democrat Party, don't they?
Well, they really have. They've actually, the truth be known, this has been a concerted effort that has been going on for decades, and people just cannot believe it. For some reason, Lou, people just refuse to see the obvious. The Democrats have been socialistic in foundation for a long time. Their platform speaks of socialism. The fact that, even Trevor Loudon, who's done an in-depth dive on this, said to me that there's over 100 elected Democratic socialists in the Democratic Party. I mean, think about it, 100. And at the federal level, we're not talking about all the various states. We're just talking at the federal level.
Sure.
This is what kind of incursion there has been. So there's no wonder that we find ourselves in the position that we're in. And sometimes the arguments that we have, we wonder, well, who are we arguing with? Are we arguing with a fellow American or, you know, some socialist from another country?
Yeah, and you know, the president has been very successful in the tax reform measure, as he outlined in the State of the Union address, and the country is in excellent shape. People are applauding what is happening, but by the same token, as we come to the spending side of the issue and the new budget and all that sort of thing, what it's telling us is we definitely must avoid electing socialists to the Congress of the United States, let alone the presidency, of course, because the only way our country will restore its order and its economic direction and its economic growth is through proper spending discipline, and that's the next challenge that we face as a nation.
Right. Well, before then, and I think what the nation has been struggling with is first principles based on our U.S. Constitution. We've had an extensive conversation with, you know, Judge Ginsburg, not to be confused with RBG, but he's a judge and he's with the U.S. Court of Appeals, Thomas Ginsburg, and he's doing a PBS series, A More or Less Perfect Union, and this is all focusing on the Constitution. And we are in agreement, Lou, that we've abandoned first principles of the Constitution and thinking, you know, man's thinking getting in the way and turning constitutional principles on its head. We're paying for that. And this is why it's an easy transition for people to consider socialism, because we've violated the free market capitalistic ideals that were addressed in the Constitution, including a smaller government. We've allowed government to become this humongous monolith that is like the blob, you know, that has taken over our economy and taken over our mindset. And now, you know, what's the solution? Oh, let's do one for all for one. Let's turn to socialism, right?
Yeah, no, and what this brings center stage, of course, is the development over the last quarter century of a body of knowledge known as the optimal or the right size of government. And as a companion to the freedom issues with respect to the Constitution, it is absolutely essential that freedom be extended to our citizens to earn and keep and direct the results of their good success.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about, and we're only going to achieve the level of growth, economic growth, that can double our nation's size every 18 to 20 years, as Nobel laureate Paul Romer had outlined, if we get the nation down from 40% of GDP, which it is now at all levels of government, down to about 20% of GDP. So we've got to hold spending solid and increase the rate of growth so that we get to that level as soon as possible.
Well, Lou, as you said, and we've maintained on this show for a number of years, it's all about freedom. What needs to be asked with anything, any policy, any opportunity that comes down the pike here is it going to add, you know, is the new Green Deal, is Medicare for All, is that going to add or take away from our freedoms? Does it promote liberty? That's what you've been saying. That's what we've been agreeing with you on, and that it needs to be the standard. That needs to be our North Star. As far as GDP and more money and all that kind of stuff, to me, that's kind of, you know, that's consequential, but that's minor compared to the human potential that is realized. I mean, you think about 320 million people that live in the United States of America. If we are operating on all cylinders and dreams are being realized and potentials of people, of humanity, of our citizens and would-be immigrants are being realized in this country, boy, I'll tell you, America's all the better and the world is all the better because of that. And it is all based on freedoms. You cannot do it in an oppressive government. There isn't a socialistic government on the planet that has demonstrated any kind of excellence, growth, prosperity, or freedom like capitalism.
No, you're absolutely right. And the relevance to me of these numbers and the right size of government argument is that by reducing the size of government, you drain the swamp. And we have seen such a leftward movement in our nation's capital and at state level as well over the last 20, 30 years, that's what those dollars represent to me, is an opportunity for government to hurt the creators of that wealth,
yes,
and diminish the freedom of those people. And that's what we have to restore in the future here across our nation.
Yeah. How many billionaires did you find in Venezuela? How many billionaires in Sweden? How many in London? I mean, look at, billionaires are happening here in the United States and they're being criticized. I say they need to be celebrated because this is the potentiality of, if I can put it in those terms from an old Christian song, but this is the potential of our humanity, that we're creating things that are helpful, that advance the world, and that people can make a lot of money. And these people that earn a lot of money, Lou, they are some of the most philanthropic individuals in our society today. But yet they want to be, you know, Elizabeth Warren and the likes, for the sake of, you know, the political environment, want to attack excellence and hard work, like as if all of a sudden somehow some cosmic stork dropped billions of dollars unfairly into their backyard or something.
That's right. I mean, she is advancing, and Bernie and the rest of them, that you not only tax people on the front end, on the income they generate, but then you go after them consistently with wealth taxes, death taxes, and everything else, all of which accommodates the leftward movement and the progressive movement of our nation. So we must stop feeding that rattlesnake that is
exactly
is coiled to bite us.
Well, that's what Obama said. You didn't build that. You know, it is about, the entity, the government. The government was the one that did all that. They're responsible. So this is all part of the language of the left and socialists. Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, remind everybody real quick how they can be in touch.
It's go to limittaxes.org and help us with the tax reform education project across our nation.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone, and one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, of course, in some cases, you hear us on a delayed basis, so we're not so live. But, hey, you get the best of. And, of course, at your convenience, we have podcasts of all the interviews that we do, and they come to you free of charge. Okay. All right, it's already been paid for. You don't have to worry about it. So just download it, share it with your friends and neighbors, and tell them all about this show, because we give you something rather unique here in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. No 8-second sound bites. I mean, we're able to get deep into the matter and make sure that you're intellectually encouraged and enlarged as a result. That's our goal. So we want to be a blessing for you. So we're going to be talking about this new event that has been being brought to us by a creative coalition of Texans who want to make sure their state and the rest of the nation recall the iconic historical site in San Antonio. This determined group has witnessed how the musical Hamilton is soon to be released, titled Remember. It's a musical honoring those who gave their lives for Texas. The book, and the lyrics written by W. Blake Winchell. And Mr. Winchell joins us now. Blake, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. It's very much very nice to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you're hoping for another Hamilton, huh? The story of the Alamo made into a musical. Something like 100 voice choirs, 60-piece orchestra. This is quite the event.
There's going to be a lot of people making great music on stage. There's actually the 75 voice choir originally he wanted to have 100, but with 11 soloists and actors and a 60-piece orchestra, there wasn't enough land for all 100 vocal performers, so we cut it back down to 75. But there's almost 150 people on stage, which, as I started to think about it, it reminded me that's almost as many people that were at the end that were defending the Alamo.
Exactly. I was going to say, interesting that that number would come down to about 150.
Yeah, it was a little bit more than that at the Alamo. So our audience, as they're looking at the stage, can imagine how few people were standing up to Santa Ana's Army of Operations there.
So, like, this idea, I mean, obviously, inspired. I've been to the Alamo. It is amazing as you walk the grounds there. You have this sense that you're on hallowed ground. It's as if the Alamo itself speaks to people who are interested in our history.
It does. It's got such an iconic profile that even people who didn't grow up in Texas, if they just see the profile, they pretty much know what it's referring to. Bill, interestingly, as you know, Texas doesn't have a lot of zoning requirements, and as a result, there are a lot of commercial buildings that have encroached on the area that was the full Alamo. All that's left really right now is the chapel, and that's what we think about. So the Alamo itself is building. They're kicking off a large capital campaign to raise money to build an Alamo museum on the area that was the entire Alamo, and they're using our show Remember to kick off that capital campaign on February 29th.
Do you anticipate that this show will be played there on location on a continuous basis?
Well, this is a one-time only show. We're going to do two performances on February 29th, which is the beginning of the Texas Independence Day Celebration Week, which was the week that the Battle of the Alamo was fought. There's a matinee at 2 and an evening performance at 7. And it's being done in the Tobin Center, which is about a block away from the Alamo. It's the home of the San Antonio Symphony, the San Antonio Ballet. It seats about 1,700 people. So we're very excited about the opportunity to bring our music and our story to the Alamo itself.
Well, I bet you are. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here looking at my schedule, seeing if I could make it there. I'd love to be there for it, especially.
I got a ticket burning a hole in my pocket for you, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me look at my schedule because we've got a lot of traveling that we're going to be doing. We're going to be in Nashville next week for NRB. And we'll be on the road. One of the things I've told my wife this time, you know, it's kind of been a running joke in our family. We've been saying that we're going to go to Memphis, you know, because we're there in Nashville, and people tell me it's about 3 hours away. Heck, we'll just keep heading west. And anytime I can get to San Antonio, it's always fun. I may be calling you, Blake. Say, hey, look at hold on to a couple tickets for us. I'd love to see that performance.
We got them. Let me know.
Well, that's awesome. So here it is. As we know, something like 1.6 million visitors every year stop and see the Alamo. So even though the land has been encroached upon, it is by far remaining an iconic site.
Absolutely. And I mean, part of the reason for that is it's really the building itself. The reason it's iconic is because of the larger-than-life characters who were there, including, as you know, Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie, William Barrett Travis, who was a lawyer who came to Texas, and then there was, of course, Sam Houston, who later defeated Santa Ana at San Antonio. So these men literally knew that they were going to die, and they chose to stay in the Alamo in order to fight Santa Ana's army and give Sam Houston more time to train his Texas regulars so that they would be prepared to meet Santa Ana when he got to San Jacinto. And in fact, that extra time that they literally bought for Sam Houston made the difference between Sam Houston defeating Santa Ana and not. And with that defeat, Santa Ana surrendered, and he traded his life for Texas's freedom.
Exactly. So what happens? I mean, you know, some people have likened this to the potential of Hamilton. So what happens if this takes off and becomes another Hamilton?
We're taking this one step at a time, right?
I'm sure.
It's February 29th.
Right.
We have invited the artistic directors of a number of theaters who have taken shows and prepared them to go to Broadway. And they've also asked us to send them some of the music. And by the way, I don't know if you were given some of the music in the promotional package you received, but if not, I'd be happy to forward it to you.
Yes, please do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But we're just taking it one step at a time. Just doing this for the Alamo was instructive because the Alamo historians came back and said, your book is very accurate, but we'd like for you to add another character because right now all the only Mexicans that are in the show are Santa Anna and his generals and his soldiers. And there were a number of Tejanos who fought shoulder to shoulder with the Texians. And
yes,
so I
right.
wrote a new character in Carlos España, who is a 17-year-old young Mexican who made the decision to fight against his homeland so that his children that he was going to have in the future would be free.
You know, and that's really important that you bring that up because even in today's environment, political environment that we're considering right now, people want to make a monolith out of the Hispanic people and think that they're anti-immigrant. They're anti-unfairness is what they are. And even in this particular case with this character that you wrote in into this play, Remember, this musical, it really brings to light, a balanced perspective that there are people here in this country that want to preserve the American ideal, are there not?
What Santa Ana was doing, Santa Ana became very autocratic and took away a lot of rights that the Mexican people had, and that's what caused the uprising in Texas in the first place. And he felt it was wrong and that it impinged on the rights of not only Americans but on Mexicans that lived there as well.
Exactly. Real quick, because we only got a couple of minutes left here, Blake, a quick summary of the Alamo, just as you started to lay out, what was going on with Santana?
Well, Santana was a constitution of 1824, which was a constitution that basically gave rights to all Mexicans. Santa Ana rewrote that and basically took away a lot of those rights in 1835, I think. And made himself extended his own rule and abolished Congress. So the Texans got together and had a constitutional Congress and protested that. And Santa Anna basically brought his army down in order to quell that uprising.
Mm-hmm.
And the men in the Alamo stood up to him and stopped him. He killed all 200 of them. They took no prisoners and. But they killed well over 1,000 of his army, which reduced their strength and also delayed them, which gave Sam Houston the ability to ultimately defeat him as he had to stand up.
Well, it's a great story, and congratulations on putting this together. I look forward to it, and I will be in touch and let you know if we can make it there on the 29th of February. Two showings, right?
Two showings, there's a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 o'clock evening performance, which is the one I'd encourage you to come to. And I'll send you a folder with some of the music. You can listen to it. And if you like it, you can actually play it for your listeners as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. W. Blake Winchell right here on Bill Martinez Live. He wrote the book and the lyrics for this musical, Remember. It's a musical honoring those who gave their lives for Texas. Congratulations on the project, Blake. And we look forward to seeing you there in San Antonio.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.